Welcome to the Voice of Liberation. This is your host, Dale Bertram. Since this is the first episode, forgive me for not having a theme song. I'll fix that later. I just wanted to first introduce myself and get into a few topics this week. According to thehill.com, the majority feel that Obama has changed the country for the worse, and it says that 56% of likely voters believe that Obama's first term has transformed the nation in a negative way compared to the 35% who believe this country has changed for the better under his leadership. And these polls, they're actually pretty accurate, in my opinion. And let me repeat, it's in my opinion that they're accurate. Just look at the history of Obama. He promised that he'd get us out of these wars. He got us out of Iraq, but he took all those troops and put them in Afghanistan. He did not really do anything but, you know, basically tell us only a half-truth. Also, look at the economy. He hasn't really done anything good for the economy. He's been basically doing Keynesian politics and Keynesian economics, which in itself does not really work at all. The Keynesian model is all about spending, and you know, what that does is cause a lot of economic problems. Like, we have a couple trillion dollars worth of debt. That's a serious thing. Then they talk about how the Obamacare itself will create jobs, but you know, that's kind of true, but at the same time it will devalue all those important medical jobs. And I think that we need to actually pay the doctors, nurses, and you know, all the medical assistants and stuff. We got some decent cash because what they're doing is they're healing our people. They're not doing anything bad to us. And they're doing stuff that actually requires a lot of knowledge, you know, college work, nursing school. They're very